Today's shir is Masecht Nazir, Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Nun Tesam Beis at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Nazir Sheyatame B'Safik. As the Rishonim explain, this Mishnah, Taisus and the Rosh both explain that this Mishnah is referring to an individual who was a Nazir, and this is the first day of his Naziris. And on this day of his Naziris, many types of questions regarding his status came up. And the Teres Yisrael, in his introduction to this Mishnah, tells us that we have to, in order to understand the Mishnah, he says we have to review a number of halachas that we have learned regarding a Nazir that becomes Tameh, a Nazir who is Tar, and regarding a Metzaira. A Nazir that becomes Tameh, Tameh Meis, we've learned extensively in this Masechta exactly what that means, what are the circumstances. But the halacha is that a Nazir that becomes Tamei, the halacha is that he has to count 7 days. And during those 7 days, he has to have himself sprinkled with the mechatos of the mixture of the Eifer Poro and the Mayim Chaim. And after those days are concluded, he goes to the mikveh on the seventh day, he takes a haircut on the seventh day, and after he goes to the mikveh and takes a haircut on the seventh day, the halacha is that he has to bring on the eighth day 3 kabbanis, and afterwards he resumes counting the naziris, and all the days that he counted during that time all the days in the Naziris that he counted prior to become Tamei are forfeited. The next case that we speak about is a Nazir who's Tar. And a Nazir who's Tar completes his term of Naziris and he brings the Kabbanis that he has to bring. A Metzaira, after he's declared to be a Metzaira, he is put outside of the 3 Machnas. And then when he gets healed, he brings 2 kabbanis and 2 birds, and 1 bird they kill, 1 bird is left alive, and they take the blood of the bird that was killed, and they sprinkle with it on him with the other bird. And then he takes a shave of his body, goes to the mikveh, counts another 7 days, and afterwards he again takes this body shave, goes to the mikveh, and he brings the kabbanis. The halacha also is that if a Nazir, while he was a Nazir, became a Metzaira, the days that he was counting these days for being a Metzaira cannot be counted towards his Naziris. They don't necessarily, we've learned earlier, cause him to forfeit and lose the days that he counted, sometimes yes, sometimes not, but certainly the days that he's a Metzaira can't count towards his Naziris. And furthermore, the Taglachas that the Metzaira has to undertake cannot be used also to cover Taglachas of a Nazir. These are 2 different Taglachas, and each one requires its own separate haircut. So now we have this individual, says the Mishnah, who became, today is the day he became a Nazir, and 2 questions came up. Did he become Tameh? And if he became Tameh, then he's a Nazir Tameh. And he would have to undergo, as we said, becoming Tar 3 and 7 days, the 3rd day and the 7th day, having the Azar, bringing the Kabbanis on the 8th day, and then counting his Naziris. And he also is a Mukhl B'Safik. He's a question that, is he a Metzaira or not? And as we've discussed previously, there are different types of discolorations, the different types of negoyim that are discolorations that make a person tamei, the different discolorations that make a person tahar, and we're not clear what is the situation here. So the Chazon Ish, everybody asks, if we're not clear what is his status, why are we considering him tamei? Why is there even a question that he's tamei? Isn't this a suffix? And suffix negoyim, the Mishnah Masechta negoyim teaches us, is tohor. says the Chazon Ish, Chiddush. He says there are two types of sveikis. There could be a suffix in the Metzius and what happened, and there could be a suffix in the din. When do we say suffix negoyim is tahor? Says the Chazon Ish, we only say suffix negoyim is tahor when the suffix is in the Metzius. What did or didn't happen? When the suffix is in the din, then we don't say suffix negoyim the tahor. Yerushalmi explains that the suffix here was that there were two individuals came to the Kohen. As we know, an individual cannot be declared a Metzora unless the Kohen declares him to be a Metzora. Two individuals came to a Kohen, and the Kohen said that one is a Metzora and one is not. And we don't know which one was declared the Metzora and which one was not declared the Metzora. So this person is a Muchlet B'Sofik. Says the Mishnah, what do we do with this individual that has all of these questions swirling about him? The halacha is, Oichel b'kotshim lachas shishiyoyim. He will only be allowed to eat kotshim after 7 days, 60 days. Because a metzora is not allowed to eat kotshim until he goes through his purification process and brings the kabbonis that a metzora is supposed to bring. But in this case, the Suffolk Metzora is also a Nazir, and he can't bring the Kabbonis of Metzora that allow him to eat Kachim until after 60 days, as the Mishnah is now about to explain. And Shosh Yainim Etam L'Mesim, and because also he's a Nazir, and we can't be certain when his Naziris is going to be over, he has to wait for Shish Meiva Esrim Yoim, 120 days, then and only then can we be certain that he's no longer a Nazir. And since at that point only can we be certain that he's not a Nazir, then can he drink wine and become Tamil Mace? Prior to that, not. And the Mishnah says, Taglach Senegan, the Mishnah explains why he can't eat Kachem until after 60 days. The mitzvah that a Mitzvah has to shave all his hair after he becomes Tar, indeed, as we've learned in Amasechta, is doiker taglachas nazir. Even though a nazir, of course, may not cut his hair, but if the person is cutting his hair because he became a metzora and became healed, it overrides that iser. But when, says the Mishnah, does it override that iser? Only in the case of Bizman Shuvadai, that we know for certain that this person is a metzora. So as we've learned, the halacha teaches us that he should, take this haircut, he should take the haircut, and even though he's a Nazir. But here, we are not certain that he's a Nazir. And because here, we're not certain that he's a Metzora, then he can't take the haircut because maybe he's a Nazir. And therefore, even though we would normally allow him to take a haircut as soon as he's no longer a Metzora, but maybe you were never a Metzora. And if you were never a Metzora, you're still in the middle of your term of Naziris. So then you have to wait for the end of your Naziris to come, which is 30 days. Then take a haircut for ending your Naziris. And then you wait another 30 days and take a haircut for your Metzora. And then you can eat Kachim. Why can't he just wait 7 days after he takes the haircut for being a Metzora, for being a Nazir? Because we also have another suffix. Maybe he was a Nazir Shenitma, and that first haircut did not remove him from a state of Naziris. As far as drinking wine and becoming Tamei Lameis, we have to have all of his issues resolved, and only after all of his issues are resolved. And the way all of his issues are resolved are by him taking the four haircuts, then and only then will he be allowed, then and only then does the halacha allow him to be certainly not a metzora and certainly not a nazir, and therefore at that point he could drink wine and become tamil mesim, but prior to that he would not be allowed to. Continues, so begins the Gemara. The Gemara is going to analyze and try to explain in depth all these cases that we've been learning, how many times you're going to take a haircut, when will the haircuts be done, what kabbonis are brought along with the haircuts, and what kabbonis are not brought along with the haircut. Tana, and the Bryce elaborates. Tana, the Medva Mamurim, that the entire discussion that we're speaking about, 60 days and 120 days, has only been Nazira Ma'etis when the person took upon himself the standard term of Naziris, which we've been learning throughout the Masecht is the 30-day terms. Because again, to repeat, as we learned in our Mishnah, even though a Metzoris haircut has the right, the Metzoris is allowed to take his haircut, his body shave, even when he's a Nazir, that's only if he's certainly a Metzoira. But if he's not certainly a Metzoira, then he has to complete his term of Naziris. Avil, continues the Braisa saying, ben Naziris Bashana, if the term of Naziris that this person that we're speaking about in our Mishnah took upon himself was a term of a year, then the halacha would be that everything is measured not in the 30-day units, but they would be measured in the year units. And therefore, oichel b'kotchim, he would only be allowed to eat kotchim lachash deshanim after 2 years, and shoshi yayinu metam lemesim only ach arbashanim. V'tani Allah, and the Braisa continuing to elaborate, v'galach abara taglochis, this person of our Mishnah has to take 4 haircuts. The taglachas rishona, the first haircut he's taking after 30 days is for a number of reasons. One reason he's taking a haircut because he might have been a Metzoira. And a Metzoira, when he gets healed, has to take a haircut. The second reason he's taking a haircut is because he maybe was not a Metzoira, but he was a Nazir Tameh. And a Nazir Tameh has to take a haircut before he brings his kabbonis that a Nazir Tameh must bring. And maybe nothing terrible happened to this individual. He wasn't a Nazir that became Tameh. He wasn't a Nazir that became a Tzairah. He was a regular Nazir. And we know that when a Nazir completes his term of Naziris, he has to take a haircut. So he's taking a haircut for one of 3 different reasons, as we just explained. With that haircut that he's taking, for 3 possible reasons, maybe he has to bring Shtei Tzipayrim. He has to bring 2 birds that are brought when a Metzoira becomes Tahor. And as we discussed, they brought Chutz LaAzara. This individual may not even enter the Azara yet. So they brought Chutz LaAzara. And one is slaughtered and one is used to sprinkle on him and sent away. He also brings a Chatas Oif because maybe he wasn't Tomei. Maybe he wasn't a Metzoira, but he was a Nazir Tameh. And one of the kabbonis that he has to bring is a Chatas Oif. And he also has to bring an Oilus Behema because maybe he was a regular Metzoira. Now, first he'll bring the Oilus Behema because the halacha is that the oila of a Nazir who comes to full term comes before his haircut. So he won't be allowed to take a haircut until he brings that Oilus Behema. However, he could take a haircut even after having just brought the Oilus Behema, because as we learned earlier in our Masechta, the halacha is as soon as the Nazir who finishes his term brings 1 carbon of the kabbonis, of the 3 kabbonis he has to bring, he could already take a haircut. Then he'll bring the 2 tzipayrim and do whatever he has to do. And then he'll bring the chatas ha'oif that he has to bring in case he was a Nazir Shenitma. The question Tosfos asks is, why are we only saying that he has to bring the Chatas Oif? Yes, there are certain kabbonis that we learned and we'll learn he can't bring, because there are certain kabbonis you can't bring with a suffix. For example, you cannot bring a Karmel Chatas with a suffix. You can only bring a Karmel Chatas if you're certainly obligated to bring the Karmel Chatas. But one of the kabbonis that he has to bring is that the Nazir Shenitma has to bring is an Oilus Oif. And just like a chatas oif, the halacha is could be brought misafik, so too is the halacha that a oilus oif could be brought misafik. So Tosfos asks, why doesn't it mention here they could bring the oilus oif? Similarly, the halacha is that the shlomim, the nazir who finishes term, could bring come shlomim. Now, oilus oif, or oil in general, and certainly an oilus oif, is the kind of carbon that can be brought misafik. Because you could bring the oil as a nadava. And you could say that if I'm obligated to bring this carbon, so I'm bringing it. And if I'm not obligated to bring the carbon, it should be in the nadava. And the same thing would be regarding the Shlomim. The Shlomim, we have the same question. That is, the question that comes up when we speak about the Shlomim is, does the Shlomim, if he's obligated to bring the Shlomim, fantastic. But if he's not obligated to bring the Shlomim should be considered Shalmi Nadova. So there are many answers offered by Rishonim, but Tosfos takes the easiest approach to this, and Tosfos says that indeed, when the Gemara here said that you bring the Chatas Oif and the Oilus Behema, the Gemara did not mean to say that only those Kabbanas, the other Kabbanas that we just mentioned, maybe could be brought. There are Rishonim, however, and Tosfos Masechet Nidah himself says this, that in this case, the Shlomim cannot be brought. Even though normally Shlomim could be brought, and we could make a Tanai, if I'm obligated to bring it, I'm bringing it, and if I'm not, it should be in the Dava. This Kabban Shlomim has special rules. The Shalmi Nazar, as we've learned, has special rules about the way it's cooked and the way it's prepared, and therefore you can't make the Tanai. Now, so we just analyzed what happened at the end of 30 days. Then at the end of 60 days, he takes another haircut. The reason he's taking that haircut is maybe he was a Metzora, and a Metzora, we know, as we said at the beginning of our shir, has to take two haircuts. But he has to take two haircuts. Normally, he waits a week. But here, he can't just wait a week because maybe he's a Nazir and not a Metzora. And if he's not, because he became Tamei, so he was a Tamei, the haircut after day 30 is what allowed him to begin his proper Naziris. He's in the middle of his proper Naziris, perhaps, and he's not allowed to take a haircut, even though it's the second haircut of a Metzora. And on the tzad that he wasn't a Metzora, on the possibility that he was a Metzora, but he was a Nazir that became Tamei, so now he's finishing his Naziris, and he has to take a haircut. At this taglachas, the aloch is maybe chatas oif. He has to bring a chatas oif because maybe he was a metzora, and that's one of the kabbanas he has to bring. And he also has to bring an oils behema because maybe he is finishing his naziris. And when he finishes his naziris, he has to bring an oils behema. The shlishis, the haircut that he takes at day 90, is also brought for two reasons. Maybe he was indeed a Metzora. Maybe he was indeed a Nazir that became Tamei. The first two haircuts that he took were for those purposes. And now he finished the Naziris of Tahara and he has to take a haircut. Or maybe he was a Metzora, but he was not Nitma B'meis. So the first two haircuts that he took at day 30 and day 60 were for being a Metzora. And now he's taking in the Naziris Tahara. And this haircut, he brings a Chatas Oif, because if he was a Metzora and a Nazir Tamei, so now he has to bring the carbon of a Nazir who became Tahar, and he has to bring an Oils Behema, because perhaps now he's completing his term of Naziris, and he has to bring an Oila Behema when he finishes the term of Naziris. Revius, that the fourth time by day 120, maybe carbon Tahara. The only question that possibly could be is that the first three haircuts he took were because of Metzora reasons, were because maybe he was a Nazir that became Tamei. All of those possibilities have been resolved, but maybe he wasn't able to observe his term of Naziris until this last 30 days, and now he brings the carbon to finish it, and not only does he bring, that's why he's taking this haircut, but as far as Kabbonis are concerned, he will be treated like a Nazir who finishes his term. And a Nazir who finishes his term has to bring three kabbanis, a kifsa l'chatas, a keves l'oila, and an ayah l'shlamim. That's how the Braisa explains our Mishnah. Begins the Gemara Amrit, taglachas rishon, the first taglachas, as we said, he brings the three possible reasons why he needs to have that taglachas. And we also said he brings Tzipayrim v'chatas oif oils behema. Says the Gemara, explains the Gemara, why are these the kabbanas that he brought? Mamarvshach. Shapa kamaisi, if he did, he bring, it's the right thing, says the Gemara, to bring these kabbanas. Divad mitzayruhu, if he was certainly mitzayruh, v'laf tamei, and he was never tamei, that he was metzaira, but he was never a nozer that became tamei. It's a pirate. So now, as he's finishing his tsaras, the first day of the first thing that he has to do is bring two birds. There are his chavasai. What the reason he's bringing a chatas oif? Because maybe he wasn't a metzaira, but he was a nozer that became tamei, and a nozer that becomes tamei has to bring a chatas oif, and he could bring it besafik. Because even though normally, as we learned, a chatas cannot be brought misafik, a chatas oif can be brought misafik because it's an oif, it's a bird, not a animal. However, normally, a chatas oif, the meat of the chatas oif is eaten by the kohanim. This chatas oif meat will not be eaten by the kohanim because maybe he wasn't obligated to bring the chatas oif. Rather, the meat will go l'kfura. It will go to burial. They will not be allowed to eat. The oil that he brings is because maybe he was just a regular nazir. He was never a metzaira. He was never a nazir that became tamei. So now he's completing his naziris. And the naziris that he's bringing, he has to bring a carbon oil up. And he breaks a tanai, as we said. He makes a tanai and he says, if I was just a nazir who's completing his term, so this is the carbon that I have to bring, an oila. And he has to bring, as we said earlier in our shir, at least one carbon, because he has to bring that one carbon to be able to cut his hair. And without bringing even one carbon, you can't cut your hair. He doesn't, but if he isn't finishing his term, so then it's also not an issue, because the oiler that he'll bring, he'll make a tanai, and say that the oiler I'm bringing is for a nedava. Now the question is, we said that he has to wait for 30 days. But the question asked the Gemara, v'legalcha toich shiva, as soon as his becomes tor, he should be allowed to, why can't he take a second haircut in 7 days? Says the Gemara, that isn't an option. That normally, the halacha by Metzora is, he takes his first haircut, and then he waits 7 days and takes his second haircut. This individual will not have that option. Legalcha toich shivi efsha, to take the second haircut after 7 days, after the first haircut was taken, is not an option here. Because dilma lav mechlatu, maybe he was never a Metzora. Rechmana Amar, and the Torah says, Ta'ala Yava Rosh, if he's a Nazir, the Torah says, Kol Yimei Nedin Nizroi Ta'ala Yava Roshoi, Ad Melois Hayomim Ashi Yozol Hashem. He has to wait till he finishes in the Naziris. And if he took his first haircut, that because he was a Nazir Tomei, and now, he was not a Metzora. So the first haircut he took was on, he was a Nazir Tomei. Now he has to commence a Naziris Tahara. What is the term of the Naziris Tahara? 30 days. And if he's not a Metzora, he's not allowed to take a haircut. Yes, the haircut of a Metzora is Doiched the Naziris, but that's only when we know for sure he was a Metzora. Here we don't know for sure there's a Metzora. V'ilab Metzora v'adehava, and continues the Brayse, say, if he wasn't a Metzora, v'utamei, chatas oif chavasoi, the chatas oif that he brought was because to conclude his naziris that became tamei, the tzipirin that he brought, that he was metzaira, is not a big concern if he brought him, even if he wasn't a metzaira, because avroi kama asavdin, the procedure that the metzaira does with his birds are not done in the azara, they're done chutz la azara. Since they're done chutz la azara, do I have a chulam bazara? There's no concern of chulam bazara. And the oilus behemoth that he brought, which he wasn't obligated to bring, because he was a nazir tamei, and it's not yet time for his oilus behemoth, as we said, so he'll make a tanai and he'll say, if it's not for my obligation as a nazir, he'll be in a dova. Says the Braisa further, says the Gemara in explaining the Braisa further, V'ilav Metzorahu V'ilav Tamehu, if he was neither a Metzora nor Tamei, and now he has to bring, and now the only thing that he has to bring is the Kabbonis that you bring at the end of being a regular Nazir. So prior when we said that he brought, don't bother us because of Roy Kumas Avdin, they're not being brought into the Azara, so we don't have a problem of Chulin Bazara. Chatas Oif, we don't have a problem, because the Chatas Oif may be brought B'Safik. The only issue is that you're not allowed to eat a Chatas Oif that you weren't obligated to eat, bring, so you won't eat it. It'll go L'Kfura. And the Oilus Behema is going to be what you're obligated to bring because you were a Nazar. But ask the Gemara, if he was a Metzairah, the halacha is that a Metzairah, when he concludes his tzaras, he has to bring an Oshem. And he hasn't brought that Korban Oshem. Says the Gemara, indeed, the Bryce is saying, Bryce is going to be following the opinion of Shimon, Dama Maisa Masni. Rav Shimon's opinion is that if somebody is obligated in a Korban, may be obligated his Korban Oshem, and he doesn't know if he could bring it or not, he could bring it with a Tanai and say, if I was a Metzairah, I'm obligated to bring this Korban Oshem. And if not, it should be considered Shalmin Nadova. And Rav Shimon would say that that's a legitimate approach. The Chachamim, however, disagree. The Chachamim hold you can't make an Oshem into a Shlomim. The reason the Chachamim hold you can't make an Oshem to a Shlomim, because an Oshem is Nechel L'Yoyim V'Layla. It's only eaten for one day and one night. A Shlomim is eaten L'Shnei Yomim Laila Echad. It's eaten for 2 days and one night. And therefore, if by taking an animal that might be a shlomim and also might be a shlomim, might be an oshom, you're limiting the amount of time when you may eat it. Under such circumstances, the halacha does not allow you to do so, say the chachamim. So we still have the question, however. According to Rav Shimon, the Metzora, as he finishes tzoras, has to bring a korban oshom, and he's bringing it, and as we just explained, he's going to make a tanai. But according to the Chachamim, that doesn't work, so what will he do with the Korban Oshem? Explain the Rishonim that it must be that the opinion of the Chachamim is that the Oshem that a Metzora has to bring after he was a Metzora is not Ma'akiv, is not absolutely essential. And since it's not absolutely essential, even if he doesn't bring it, it doesn't really make a significant halachic difference. We learned in the Braisa, but Taglachas Shnei Vishlishus, when he takes a haircut at day 60 and day 90, the Braisa said he brings a Chatas Oif, he brings an Oilus Behema, but he doesn't bring the Tzipoirim. And the Gemara explains why not. Tzipoirim Loi Tzorach, because there's no reason for him to bring the Tzorach, Tzipoirim Da'ovid. If he wasn't a Metzora and he brought the Tzipoirim, we said it's not an issue of Chulin Ba'azorah, because they're not brought into the Azara. If he was obligated to bring them, because he was indeed a Metzora who became healed, so he's brought them already, and there's no reason to redo it. My Ikka, says the Gemara, what is the difference between the Taglachas Shniyah and Shlishis? Because as the Braisa indicated, everything that's done by the second time, in the second haircut on day 60, the haircut on day 90, are identical. Are there any differences? Yes. But a second haircut, we need to be concerned, Dimavade Mechlehu. Maybe he was a Metzora, and he didn't fulfill all of his obligations. And therefore, by the second haircut, that's when he's completing all of his Metzora obligations. Chada, and therefore one haircut is for that purpose. The Sfefik Sforoi, maybe he finished his Metzoras here. And Chada, And the third haircut is brought because even if he was a Metzora, by the second haircut, he's completed everything a Metzora has to do. The third haircut is not being brought because of his Tzoras concern. The second haircut is being brought because maybe he was a Nazar who became, the third haircut that he's taking is maybe he was a Nazar that became Tameh. The first two haircuts are being done because maybe he was a Metzora who has to have two haircuts. This haircut is because maybe he was a Nazir with Tamei. The Taglachas Revius, the Braisa said, he brings the Korban Tahara, he brings all the Korbanos that a Nazir brings when he concludes his Naziris, or Masni. Ivadi Nazirhu, if I was a Nazir, that means I never became a Metzora, I never became a Nazir Tamei. So in the Oyla Rishoina, the first Oyla that I brought, after 30 days, Choyva was the carbon that was obligated to bring. So I already brought the oiler that a Nazir has to bring when he finishes his Naziris. And this oila is in the Dava. Im tamei umuchlatu, if I was a tamei, a nazir that became tamei, I was also a mitzaira. So then the oila rishana, the previous oila that I brought, was a nedava, because I was not yet able and obligated to bring the oila that you bring when you finish your naziris, because I couldn't observe my naziris until I took care of the problem of being a mitzaira, until I took care of the issue of being a nazir tamei, and now I'm bringing the chayva. The zeh, and the chatas and shlomim that he brings now, are shakabonai, are the kabonis that he has to bring, every nazir has to bring when he finishes his term. And this person certainly undertook a term of naziris. All sorts of other issues came up about being a mitzaira, about being a nazir that became tamei, but the fundamental undertaking that this person took upon himself, that he's going to be a nazir, is not questioned. And that has to be completed with all the kabbanis. We also spoke in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, the Halacha, when he could start eating kachim, and when he could start drinking wine and come tamim meisim. Says the Mar, if he was tamay safik, or mukhlat vadai, if we know for sure that he was a mitzayra, but we're not sure that it was a nazir that became tamay or not. So the halacha is the oichel b'kachim. So as soon as he becomes healed, he'll go through the procedure that a mitzayra has to go through, which takes 7 days, and then on the 8th day, he's completely finished being a mitzayra. All he is a questionable nazir, but he's not a mitzayra. And therefore, mitzayra, if he's not a mitzayra, and we just don't know his status as far as naziris, but a nazir is lari kachim, and therefore, such an individual, if we know for sure that he was a mitzayra, the halacha is, he could drink wine and become tamil achashishim v'shivim after 67 days, from when all this began. Because we don't know for sure when he became tamay, so we can't let him drink. We have to wait until he finishes being a nazir tamei, taking care of that problem, and then taking care of the issue of being a nazir tahar. But so that means on day 8 he begins counting his naziris. Now, if he was a nazir tamei, he really wouldn't have to count 30 days. A nazir tamei only needs 7 days. But he, we don't know if he is or isn't a nazir tamei. If he's a nazir tamei, 7 days would be sufficient. But if he's not a nazir tamei, so then he's a regular nazir. And then if he's a regular nazir, he's not allowed to take a haircut, obviously, which is what a nazir tamei does. So he's going to have to count 30 days and then go through the procedures of a nazir tamei, the procedures that he could do that we identified in Amud Aleph. And then after those 30 days are up, so now we're at day 37, keep 30 days of naziris, and that's how we have a total of 67 days. If, on the other hand, the person in question here was a mukhlat safik, we don't know if he was a mitzayra, but we know for sure he was a tamei. Such an individual, oichel b'kachim, lachas shloishim v'shim yom. He could eat kachim after 37 days from when he's healed from his tzaras. Because since we're not sure he's a mitzayra, we have to wait 30 days. Because we have to wait 7 days, because a nazir tamei has to wait 7 days. And then he takes and goes through the procedure of a nazir, he takes the haircut, and then whatever else. Now he wants to take the second haircut. The second haircut, maybe you weren't a mitzayra. And if you weren't a mitzayra, you're still a nazir. So we have to wait for 30 days. That is the term of his naziris. We can't allow him to take the tzaras haircut, even though we normally allow a nazir to take the tzaras haircut. That's only when he knows for sure that he's a mitzayra. This individual, we don't know if he's a mitzayra. So that's why we're going to have to wait for 30 days, for a total of 30 days. And continues the Gemara, but as far as being able to drink wine and becoming telemesim, he'll have to wait 74 days. Because we're going to say to him, maybe you were a mitzayra, and the two haircuts you took were for your tzaras. And now you have to wait 7 days for your Tagachas Toma, and then another 30 days for your Naziris, which is a total of 74. Next case, you have somebody who's a Tomei Vadai. We know for sure he's a Nazir that became Tomei. And we know for sure there was a Mukhla, there was a Mitzari that got healed. Oich v'kotchim, he could eat kotchim achas shamayinim yomim. Because now that he's been healed, he goes through the procedure of a Mitzari, which supersedes his being a Nazir. And therefore, after 7 days, he's no longer a Mitzari, he's completely finished, and he could eat kotchim. To be completely finished with his Naziris, it needs 44 days. Why? Because he couldn't start the 7 days that a Nazir that's Tomei has to go through his procedure, because he has to first finish his Tzaras. Now, so it's 7 days for the Tzaras, 7 days for the Naziris Tomei is a total of 14, and then 30 days for his Naziris that now he could do. So we have altogether 44 days. Says the Gemara, Shaul Talmidav as Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Nazir Tor, somebody who finishes his term of Naziris, and also on the day that he finishes the term of Naziris, on the very same day, he became healed from his Tzaras. That means, before, the way, the easiest way, the Rishonim learned the Gemara is as follows. We have an individual who became a Nazir, and today is the day he finished his Naziris. Before he could take a haircut, he became a Mitzaira, but he also got healed all in that day. So now this person has to take a haircut for two reasons. One, because he was a Mitzaira, and one, because he was a Nazir. Mau, so the Gemara asks, the Talmidei, Rav Shimon ben Yochai asked him, can he take one haircut? Mau shigalich taglacha achas, may he take one haircut, and that one haircut, oiloloi, lakan lakan, will cover both his Naziris haircut obligation and his Tzaras haircut obligation. Amalahem, so he answered, Eina magalech, you can't kill two birds with one stone. Amalai, so his Talmidim asked him, Lama, why not? Amalai, Ilu, he says, because the purpose of the haircut of a Nazir and the purpose of the haircut of Mitzaira are totally different. Zeh legadol, the purpose of the Mitzaira taking a haircut is that he should begin growing his hair, that in 7 days from now, he'll be able to take a second haircut. The Zeh, and the Nazir takes a haircut, legadol, that he should be able, if that was the case, that he should be able to take another haircut, great. However, if the purpose of the haircuts were to remove the hair that you have to remove, the zelahaver, it would be yofat oimrim, your question would be legitimate. However, it says achshav nazir lahaver. The purpose of a nazir who takes a haircut as he finishes his naziris is to remove the hair of the naziris. The mitzaira, as we said a moment ago, the reason he takes a haircut is that in order he should be able to grow hair, that in 7 days from now, he'll be able to take a haircut again. So the purpose is very distinctly different, and therefore one haircut can't be for both. Says the Gemara, the Talmidim said to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, we understand what you're saying. We could understand that the haircut that's taken after the Naziris cannot also be used for the first haircut that a Mitzar has to take. However, why can't the haircut that's taken at the end of the Naziris also cover the haircut that's taken when the Mitzaira takes the second haircut? Both haircuts presumably are there just to remove hair. Because after the Mitzaira takes the second haircut, it's not that he's going to have to take another haircut. Amma lehen, to which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered, Ilu zeh, if the Mitzaira takes a second haircut lefnei zrikas damim before his kabbanis were brought, and Zeh, and the Nazir takes his haircut also before his kabbanis were brought, before the zrikas dam, I would accept what you're saying. Yofat oimrim. El mitzaira, the loch is that the mitzaira who cuts his hair after the 7 days of counting, he cuts his hair lefnei zrikas damim, because as the pasuk says, v'yoyim v'yoyim ashvi yigalchas kol saroi v'rochetz b'sar b'mayim v'tar. And then only after the Torah tells us he goes to the mikveh and takes a haircut, on the 8th day he brings the kabbanis. Nazir, we know, we learned extensively earlier in our Masechta, only takes the haircut, Lachas Rikas Tamim. We had discussion, all Kabbanas, some Kabbanas, which Kabbanas, based on the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, V'gilach ha-noza pesach ha-yamayit es-roishay, es-roish nizr v'lachach es-roish nizr v'nos al-eish, ashetach ha-zevas ha-shlamim. So we see clearly that he already brought the carbon first. So the Talmidim asked another question. V'loi ta'ala l'meit se'ratay. Indeed, we could understand that since the purpose and the method of the haircut that's given by a nazir is different than the haircut by tzaras, but talal made tzaras of a tamasai. In the halacha is that a nazir that became tamei, and we know that when he becomes tar after the 7 days, he has to take a haircut. Can that haircut, and he also became healed from being a mitzvah on that day, can one haircut cover both? Amalhem, ilazelifnei mayas mayim, if the nazir took a haircut before he went to the mikvah, the zelifnei bi'is mayim, and the mitzvah took the haircut before he went to the mikvah, yofa atayim, your question will be very legitimate. However, he says, tamei lach bi'is mayim. The nazir tamei takes the haircut after going to the mikvah, and the mitzvah takes the haircut lifnei bi'is mayim, and therefore they can't be covered the same way. Amaloi, so the Talmidim, so the Gemara gives a different discussion between the discussion between Rav Shimon ben Yochai and his Talmidim. Amar lo yofa amartosh lo tal lo mei sifrei. We could understand that the haircut for Naziris and the haircut for Mitzayra can't be covered with one haircut. L'nizrasai, shlo tal lo mei zmira lo mei nirasai, tal lo mei chluta tamasai. But let's say somebody's taking a haircut because he's taking the first haircut of a Mitzayra. And he's also taking a haircut because he's finishing being a Nazir Tamei. Both of these haircuts, say the Gemara, are for the same purpose. The Nazir who takes his haircut after, who became Tamei and takes his haircut, the reason he's taking his haircut is now he's going to begin counting his Naziris. The Mitzayra who takes his first haircut is also taking a haircut in order that his hair should grow, that he should be able to take a haircut in 7 days. So maybe there one haircut could cover both. Amalem Nozotar Vumitsaira. He says, Rav Shimon Yochai says to Talmidim, I told you the case of a Nozotar and a Mitsaira, where I said, Zel Gadol, the Mitsaira is taking a haircut in order that his hair should grow 7 days. Zel Haver, and Nozotar is taking his haircut to remove his hair. The Nozotame, but if somebody is a Nozotame Vumitsaira, Zelifnei Bi'is Mayim, we said the reason one haircut can't cover both, because one, the haircut of a Mitzayra is done before the mikvah, and the haircut of a Nazir that was Tamei is taken Ach Bi'is Mayim. Tanya Rav Chiya, says the Gemara, says the Gemara that these, therefore these two haircuts are different reasons or different processes that can't be brought. Tanya Rav Chiya, says the Gemara, this was all taught in a Braisa by Rav Chiya, Zeh lifnei bayis mayim. Similarly, if a nazir became tor and he's a mitzayra, we can't take a haircut, one haircut for both purposes, because zeh lifnei bayis mayim, the mitzayra takes the haircut before the mikvah, zeh lach bayis mayim. If he's a person who's a nazir tor and he's a mitzayra, he can't take one haircut, because zeh lifnei zrik stamim, the haircut of a mitzayra is done before he brings the kabbanis, and the haircut of a nazir who's completing his term is only brought after he brings the kabbanis. We learned in the Mishnah that glachas ha-nega, that a mitzayra takes a haircut, only takes a haircut even though he's a nazir when he's certainly a nazir, but not if he's not sure that he's a nazir. So we've been speaking in our shiur about taking this individual with all these fakers taking four haircuts. These four haircuts, says the Gemara, are mishum mitzvah, are obligated, or mishum ibure sar tumah. They're only to remove the hair that's tamei. Ask the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, labura benasha, do you have to use a razor? Yeah, mishum mitzvah, that the Torah requires us to take this haircut. So when the Torah requires a haircut be done, we said it has to be with a razor. And laburi benasha loy, it would not be acceptable. V'yam mishum ibure sar tumah, but just to get rid of the hair, as long as you get the regular hair, a feel of socha nafshe, even if you use cream, the halacha would be, it would be legitimate. Mai, what's the halacha? Amar Rav Tashma, that The braisa that we began today, Shiwit said, Abba tagla umagalech abba taglachas. Says the Gemara, if the entire purpose is only a buris ser tumen, not that it's a mitzvah, avil b'shalosh namisagalai, because the third haircut that he's taking, he's only taking because he's maybe a nazir tamei, and he maybe already took care of that with the previous haircuts. If that's all you're taking the haircut for, if there's a mitzvah to take a haircut by a nazir that becomes tamei, so we understand why he has to take a separate haircut. But if it's only to get rid of the hairs, he's already gotten rid of the hair. Why would he have to take another haircut? Shema mina, we see clearly that this is not just to get remove the hair, it's because there's a mitzvah. Our Gemara discussed extensively if one haircut could cover two obligations. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai and the Gemara kept on repeating that it cannot. And the Gemara kept on saying the reason it cannot is because there's different procedures or different reasons. The question is, if somebody is saying Kaddish for two different Niftarim, could you say one Kaddish for two different Niftarim? So the Chibita Rav, the Shas HaTshuvas Dovim Misharim, says that from our Gemara, we see a raya that one person could say Kaddish for two Niftarim. Because he explains, our Gemara kept on repeating, Rav Shimon ben Yochai kept on repeating, that the reason you can't do so is because there's different purposes or different procedures. But if what you're doing is for the same purpose and the same procedure, then you can do one act and cover two obligations. Therefore, he says, the halacha is that one person could say Kaddish for more than one person who will never left the world. Hanun lach shnei nazirim, hanun lach shnei nazirim, hanun lach shnei nazirim.